4. Psychology. Listen to a discussion in a psychology class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Now moving on, there's another experiment that was done in 1908 that is also related to learning, but it was trying to prove a slightly different theory. The basic idea here was motivation, how motivation affects performance, or in other words, let me just tell you about the experiment and how it showed that excessive motivation can actually hurt performance rather than help it.
I think I remember hearing about something like this. It was a study done by, Yerkes and...
Yerkes and Dodson, yes.
So, what they did was put a mouse in, basically in a maze, where there would be different colored exits, either white or black, in random places.
And Yerkes wanted to see how long it would take the mouse to learn to use only one of the exits, and how its learning would be affected by different intensities of motivation. In this case, the motivation was an electric shock. Nothing that would harm the mouse, mind you, just a little shock when it made a mistake, like if you pinch yourself. So the researchers used a few different levels of motivation, of electric shock, to see how the mouse would react to it, to see how it affected the speed with which the mouse learned to pick the correct exit. Any ideas on how the level of motivation, the level of shock, related to the speed of learning?
I'd guess that the highest level of motivation caused the mouse to learn the fastest. Seems obvious.
It all depends, actually. They found that given an undemanding task, higher levels of motivation generally caused the mouse to learn faster. If given a slightly more difficult task, a medium level of shock actually helped the mouse learn the fastest. The higher levels actually started to affect the mouse negatively.With the highest difficulty, the hardest task, the mouse actually learned most easily with lower levels of motivation, electric shock. And to the mice, choosing the right door was, kind of hard. When you consider it, it actually makes a lot of sense. If you're stressed out about taking a test, the stress can cloud your mind, and you might not perform very well.
1. How does the professor organize the lecture?2. How does the professor clarify her point about electric shock? 3. Why does the professor mention taking a test?